He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. Welcome to November. Oh, wow, already. And welcome to Game 7 of the World Series tonight. Wow, will that be a barn burner. This is Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. I'm the president of Gunderson Capital Management. I guess you're the vice president now. You're the VEEP.
That's right.
You get that personalized license plate. Well, you know what? Are you tired of winning yet? I'm not. He said we would win, you know, and the Dow is up 118 points again today. We're hitting an all-time high at our firm today, Stephen.
Yep.
The Dow is at 23,495. We're already halfway to 24,000. It's just unbelievable. The S&P 500 is up 11 points right now to 2,586. The NASDAQ is up 17 points. It was up 27. It's faded quite a bit since the open. You should know that if you're listening. And the NASDAQ is now at 6,745. And that is another new all-time high on the NASDAQ. New high on the Dow, new high on the S&P. You tired of new highs yet?
No.
No. Never get tired of new highs. Unless I'm short. Unless I'm Peter Schiff or one of those bears out there. Perma bears. Frosty, old son of a guns. Frosty, the snowman. Crude oil is up 57 cents. Even the oil people happy today. $54.95 per barrel. Hey, Houston's having a good day, aren't they? Oil 54, and they're in game seven of the World Series tonight. I just hope Cameron Maybin doesn't drive in the winning run tonight.
What if Luke Gregerson saves it?
Well, that would be just as bad. Yeah. You know, it's bad enough that we have two former San Diego coaches coaching against each other in the world. There's many players also with San Diego.
There's about five of them.
Yeah. 10-year yield, 2.38%. We'll be right.
No.
Welcome to. I messed up the little break there. We have to do kind of a 2-minute open for the shows that are not live.
They get rerun later.
Yeah, they're not live. Yeah. So that's what that was all about. I lost my train of thought thinking about those Padre players there for a minute. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I run Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California, where we're hitting a new high today at our firm. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. Just coincidence that he has the last name. I guess I'm attracted to Norwegians working for me. Well, you know, half English, half Norwegian. We have the market hitting new all-time highs today. Why? Well, let's take a look at what's going on, because there is a lot going on in the market today. We begin with yesterday. Let's not move on to today until we put a nice bow around yesterday. Stocks edged higher yesterday, but it was enough for the NASDAQ to register its 62nd all-time record close of the year. 62nd record, all-time record close, and close out a positive month for all three major indexes. Wow. And the Dow, which eked out a 0.1% gain, also hit a new all-time high yesterday. Today is decision day for the FOMC. We got a lot of syllables, a lot of consonants in this market of ours, in this business. FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, that's the Fed. They're expected to keep interest rates unchanged today. Speculation swirls on who will be its next leader. I did some work on the leading candidate, and he's pretty much yelling wearing pants, is what I could read from that. Maybe a little more hawkish, but the Fed has already raised rates twice since January, and it currently forecasts one more by the end of the year. Japanese stocks flying as Abe reelected. You know, a good one to look at for the Japanese. Let's look at EWJ. EWJ is the
breaking out today.
Wow, the Japanese, an ETF that follows the Japanese index. I still got to upload those stocks. We've got the whole Japanese index ready to upload into the database, the Best Stocks Now database. But suffice it to say that Japan, EWJ, and Stephen, maybe you can pull that up on the app, EWJ, and tell me how much it's up year to date. Japanese stocks fly as Abe. Now, it's spelled Abe, not Honest Abe. Well, we hope he's honest. It's Abe. He was reelected. Japanese stocks surged overnight after Shinzo Abe was reelected prime minister. It will reinforce support for his economic reforms, popularly known as Abenomics. The decision also comes just days before President Trump's visit to Japan, which is expected to be dominated by concerns over a volatile North Korea. And, of course, Japan has talked about bringing back the troops and having a military once again. What, you got that, EWJ?
I got it. From the beginning of 2017 to now, it's up 20%.
Okay, so, you know, it's ahead of our market. What is EWJ ranked overall in the app?
We have it ranked at number 15.
What?
I found a mistake, though, on it.
Maybe a data error.
Yeah. Last 12 months, it says it's up 364%.
Okay, so there's a data error in the 12-month.
This happens from time to
time. From time to time, yeah.
But we see them, and then we fix them. And
99%, no problem.
Are correct, yeah.
But every once in a while, the data vendor.
They must have had a
split or something.
Yeah.
Or just a decimal in the wrong place. But the 20%.
Year-to-date.
Year-to-date is absolutely correct. Okay. We're also looking for a tax bill rollout. It was supposed to happen today. Well, you know, those Republicans, they have a hard time deciding on things, don't they? And they are still hashing things out. They spent all day Tuesday holed up in conference rooms trying to iron it out. Still a number of issues unresolved. Some details are starting to leak out. It would lower the corporate tax rate to 20%. Now, that's why you're seeing the rally in the market here yesterday and today. I used 25% in the study I did on what it would do to S&P 500 earnings, and it was a significant bump at 25%.
Yeah.
Now they're talking 20%. So we shall see. They've put that rollout until tomorrow. Bitcoin soars through the 6,500 level. We go to GBTC to track that, right? That's
another good day today.
Yeah, really the only ETF that tracks. It seeks performance corresponding to the Bitcoin market price. And this thing was $86 a share last year. Now it's $906 today, Bitcoin.
Two days ago it was $725, and today's it's 906.
If you like volatility, if volatility is your thing, Bitcoin is your noodle. We've got also. I heard that the CMA, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, has submitted Bitcoin futures. Now they haven't been approved yet. There's been several ETFs. So this Bitcoin Investment Trust, it is an ETF. But it's not a pure ETF on Bitcoin because all of the pure ETFs on Bitcoin have been turned down. So I'm not quite sure how GBTC works. But suffice it to say that as a guy who likes to put a valuation on things, I can't put a valuation on Bitcoin. It's like pricing Holland tulip bulbs back in the 1700s. I just can't do it. More bearish sentiment on GE. Now, Stephen, you weren't on the road with us last half of 2017. But not only was it the bull market tour and the Best Stocks Now tour, but we ripped General Electric at every single one because it just seems to me to be the face of mediocrity. Do you have your charts? Pull up GE.
Yes, it is not a good looking chart.
No, you'd have to stand on your head,
yeah,
or turn your computer upside down for that to be a good chart. JP Morgan just slashed the price target on GE to 17. Where's the stock?
It's at 20.
Would you buy a stock at 20 that's worth 17? I wouldn't. the bearish sentiment continues. It's tumbled 13% over the past seven sessions. I begged people in Sarasota to get rid of their GE. Well, let's turn that chart upside down and let's look at ABMD, a biomed. Look at that move yesterday.
Yeah. I think towards the end of the market yesterday, you showed me about 12 stocks mm-hmm. that were just breaking loose yesterday.
Unbelievable.
I had never seen anything like that before.
No, and I got to go back really. Well, in fact, when we come back, we'll talk about this. This is the second strongest market I've seen during my entire career in the market. We'll talk a little bit about that, what the strongest one I ever saw was. This doesn't match that one, but this one is phenomenal. And we'll talk about some of those 12 stocks. Maybe write down, jot down a few. We'll talk about when we come back. It's Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yep.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I was talking about this being the second best market that I've ever witnessed since I've been in the business. The first best market was the late 90s, and in particular the year 1999. In the fourth quarter of 1999, I've said this before, I was publishing my newsletter back then, I had what was called an aggressive growth portfolio. I think it was up 142% in 90 days.
That's
in the
insane.
Last quarter. Yeah, it was just insane. And the valuations were astronomical. The interest in the market was unbelievable. The companies coming public without any plans beyond the IPO were incredible. And it went on and on and on. And this in my book, since Election Day, and let's not forget Election Night when the futures were down 800 points, 1,000 points,
yeah,
as it looked like Trump was going to win. Well, this is the second strongest market that I have seen. Yesterday, towards the end of the day or during the day, I was just pointing out some stocks. I yell them from my room to his room, and I said,
"Yeah,
have you looked at Micron? MU. Look at that. Look at that chart again today. MU, all right?"
Yeah.
And he goes back and he yells back at me and says, "How about your CNHI? Look at it again today.
It's breaking out
it's
again today.
It's up 4.5% again today after like a 7% move yesterday." I yelled back, "Have you looked at Apple?" I said, "That 10 must be a big deal, man. It broke out to new, Apple hit a new all-time high."
Yeah.
2 days ago on Monday. I said, "What about Intel?" I said, "You know, don't forget, Intel bought Mobileye. Mobileye is the leading autonomous car technology company. It was an Israeli, it still is an Israeli company, but Intel now has it in their portfolio. They own it 100%, Intel." I said, "What about our A Biomed that I found using the app, which develops medical devices designed to assist or replace the pumping function of the heart?" Well, that's a good deal.
By the way, you said you found it using the app. I didn't remember all the stocks you had said to me yesterday that were breaking out. So what I did was I pulled up the app.
Yeah.
I looked at the top 300 stocks and I recognized them.
Yeah.
So that means that they're in the app. They're in the top 300. Yeah. And that's public information. I mean, anyone can see that.
It really narrows down the search.
It narrows down completely.
I said, "Look at Alibaba. And it's breaking out to new all-time highs today." When do they report? They're going to report tomorrow. Baba, baba, baba. And I also said, "Look at Exact Sciences, EXAS, which makes the color guard test. Instead of going in for a colonoscopy, the color guard, you know, I've asked around about that, different doctors, and I've heard negatives and I've heard positives, and I think the stock is giving us the answer."
Yeah. And whether, looks like a positive.
Looks pretty positive to me. All right, what else is happening today? Biomed, ABMD's big run continues after their investor meeting. It was up 6.9% yesterday. They were at, now were you, did you have tickets to this, Stephen? The Transcatheter Cardiovascular Therapeutics Conference.
I was on the wait list, but I didn't get in.
I'll bet that was an exciting event. Probably, you know, they had a lot of those in downtown San Diego when our office was down there. You can see the presentation slides if you're interested. And the analyst, Matt O'Brien, was there, and he saw strong clinical interest in Abiomed's Impella heart device. I'm glad it's not Impeller, because those are those things that always freeze up on the boat and you kills the bait. Well, he's confident that awareness and understanding of the device will only increase in coming years, driving increased usage. O'Brien goes on to say the stock's had a big run higher, but the full value of the company's pipeline isn't yet priced in. Now, I like to hear that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the app doesn't know what a, what's that conference called? Let's see. The app doesn't know what a transcatheter cardiovascular therapeutics conference is. I don't know if it was in Milwaukee or Albuquerque, not sure. And the app doesn't know what an Impella heart device is, but the app detects unusual movement in the stock. And it also looks to valuation. More news. Cruise Automation schedules its self-driving special event. Now, maybe we should go to this one, okay? Sure. We have Cruise Automation planning a special event on November 28th. That's right around Thanksgiving, isn't it?
That's like on Thanksgiving. Well,
no,
I'm
not going to go there on Thanksgiving. I'm going to be watching the Macy's Day Parade to show off its vision of a self-driving future. Self-driving future. Where have you heard that before?
Yeah.
In front of the event, Cruise is running an autonomous driving test program for employees in San Francisco that involves app-based pickups. How do you like that? Now, Cruise Automation is not a publicly traded company. It is owned, however, by General Motors. They acquired Cruise Automation in March of 2016 for an undisclosed amount. Hey, you know what? San Francisco's not that. What is that actually, the 28th? What day is that?
It's actually a Tuesday.
Before Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving falls on the 23rd.
Okay, so we could go.
Yeah.
Might be kind of interesting to watch that thing, and I could report back. We could go to the Tadich Grill for dinner.
Yeah. For you could see a Golden State Warriors game.
Well, you're throwing that in.
Yeah.
Is he going to be wearing his Under Armour shoes or Under Armour's been hammered. Shopify tumbles 10% after earnings. You know, after Citron put out that negative research report and just butchered Shopify shop, I got out of it. We had a small profit. I'd have to look at the portfolio to see. We did not sell it for a loss, I do not believe. Let's just go to the
Ultra. We had a large profit.
The Ultra portfolio is up 26.4%. year to date, as of yesterday, before my exorbitant expenses. But we sold shop for a 1.5% profit.
Yeah.
But we had, like you say,
we had a large profit.
We had a large profit.
That report killed it.
Well, it did kill it because Shopify tumbles another 10% after earnings. Citron keeps up the pressure. He refers folks back to his short thesis on the name. Well, you know, I mean, Andrew Left has had a very dicey record. We looked at his record. He's had 10 short theses this year, and only two have worked out at all. The other eight have gone on to soar, including NVIDIA, which he put out a short piece on. So Andrew Left, you know, he's very seldom right. But his Citron research does move the markets. Now, we continue in the thick of earnings season, and we have Facebook tonight. We have Baba tomorrow. Who else hasn't reported yet? Google's reported, Amazon's reported, Apple's reported. We still have a lot of. Has Netflix reported yet? Let's see. Okay, let me look at Netflix. That's another good thing I like about market.
I don't think it has.
Well, down in the right hand corner, see where it says EPS due. Yeah, they've reported.
Oh, okay.
Their next EPS in Market Smith.
January 16th.
Yeah, January 16th. So they've already reported, and Netflix earnings came in 142% growth
year over year.
So. Wow. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about Electronic Arts, artificial intelligence, Tata Motors, the Saudis shifting to nuclear power, Sturm Ruger, and a 3D printing company. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You ever felt like you've been tied to the whipping post? Poor Greg Allman, the late Greg Allman. I think we all have been tied to the whipping post at some time or another. I think in the year 2000, which if 99 was the best market ever, the year 2000 and 2001 was the worst I ever saw. I mean, 2008 was really a picnic in the park compared to 2000-2001. But you know what? That's life. We get knocked down, and we get back up, and we become better for it, and we keep marching forward. And the market has marched forward. The market has been hitting new highs. Yesterday was the 62nd new high of the year for the NASDAQ in 2017. And there will be a time when we get 62 new lows. And that's why I am a market timer. There will come a time when the U.S. economy starts to recede. We call that a recession. And that will bring about a recession in the earnings of the S&P 500. And I invented the app, dreamt it up during the bear market of 2008. And with that in mind, so that it would be sensitive enough to show me the indicators. Every week we publish the signal on the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. We've been on a buy signal since March of 2009. But I am not a perma bull. I'm a market timer. Having said that, I've been in the market since 2009. I'm one of the guys on the radio that's been bullish, one of the guys in the media that's been bullish. I see people all the time on the Fox Business Channel. How many guys do you see come on and say, well, this is a fake market?
It's almost more than half of them.
Yeah. Okay, more than half. So I'm in that group that's, you know, still bullish on the market. I publish my target price every week, and it's all important. All right, we were talking about Cruise Automation, and this will lead into the next story. Cruise Automation is the company that GM bought to help with their self-driving future. Well, we own another stock by the name of Microchip Technologies, MCHP, been hitting new highs recently, headquartered in Chandler, Arizona, of all places. Been to Chandler, been to Gilbert. Been to Mesa, been to Scottsdale, love it over there. Chandler, very nice little city. I believe it's home to the Chicago Cubs spring training. They built their own little stadium there. For whatever reason, Phoenix has got a lot of Chicago transports over there, getting out of that.
Yeah, don't they have some of their hot dog joints in Arizona?
They've got the famous hot dog stand is there, and the name's escaping me right now. But, you know, they have those. It starts with a P. And there's a lot of Chicago pizza joints. The Cub games are sold out. Like the New Yorkers go to Florida, it seems like the Chicago people, a lot of them, well, they go to Florida too, but they're on the Gulf Coast of Florida. The New York people are on the Atlantic Coast of Florida. And a lot of the people from Chicago and the Midwest end up in Phoenix. All right, well, let's take a look here at what this has to do with Microchip Technology, which is headquartered in Chandler, Arizona. Big company. I mean, this is a good company for Arizona to have. $22 billion in market cap. The rise of in-vehicle infotainment systems. Car manufacturers need to provide a reliable, intelligent connection between the car's display and one or more smartphones or tablets. So, Stephen, let me ask you this, okay? Now, I've got a brand new car.
Yes.
Can I do anything at all from my smartphone?
Like to control it?
Can I unlock it from the house? Can I set my station from the house?
I don't think you can.
No, there's really nothing. Can I?
You can play your music.
Can I
through your system?
Yeah. Okay. Bluetooth. I have Bluetooth. And it's an awesome sound system. But this is where we're headed, to where you'll be able to program your car the night before as to the route you're going to take, an update on the traffic.
Set the temperature before you get in.
Sure. The mirrors, the headrest, the everything. The map, So she can talk to you, telling you, turn left here, you idiot. No, now you got to make a U-turn, dummy. Why are they so nasty? Can't they just say, honey?
Well, you're supposed to follow the directions. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyways, with the rise of in-vehicle infotainment systems, car manufacturers need to provide a reliable, intelligent connection between the car's display and one or more smartphones or tablets. Now, that could be an issue. One of the kids could program the car to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Don't give them a tablet. Microchip technology, the industry leader in supplying the integrated circuits that enable these connections, provides unrivaled options with its five new USB smart hub ICs. Remember, ICs are integrated circuits. These devices, available in a variety of architectures, offer greatly increased flexibility to fit car manufacturers' design needs and meet consumer demand for easy-to-use, intuitive systems. Now, that's music to my ear. Intuitive, easy-to-use system. I have still not figured out. When I get into my car, I set my mirrors. I set, you know, move my seat back and forth to where it's just right. And I set it. And I push the button, main. I'm the main driver.
Right.
And I turn the car off, get out, come back to it. And it's back to the default with the mirrors pointing down and the seat up forward. Now, that's not intuitive.
No.
Okay? When you got to read the manual.
Maybe that's user
Well, user you know error. What? I'm doing what would be intuitive, okay? And it's not intuitive. If I can't figure it out, I'm not a dummy. It's not very intuitive. But anyways, these systems allow the graphical user interface of the phone or the tablet to be displayed on the vehicle screen. Hmm. Now, that'd be nice.
That's cool.
Well, I've often thought, you know, we can plug our iPhone into a giant TV and watch our iPhone on the TV with just a little connection. We can watch our tablet on a TV with just a little connection, right?
AirPlay, too.
Yeah. Why can't we do that in our car so that we could... We could watch our YouTube videos, you know.
Well, they don't want us to watch it on while we're driving.
Well, have it running.
That's probably
Come
why.
On. There's just as many distractions.
Yeah.
Come
have
on.
You seen the Tesla screen? I mean, it's bigger than an iPad, so.
Yeah, but let's be able to integrate and hook into our car system our own devices. That just makes total sense to me. Well, anyways, and it would be enabled with voice commands. You know, we use voice commands all the time. They would also enable driver assistance applications on mobile handsets to be integrated with an automobile's infotainment system. Microchip technology, MCHP. That's one of the reasons why we own the stock. And it's been a very, 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 very good stock to own. And we continue to own it. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? We did Cruise Automation. We did Shopify. Let's talk about Electronic Arts. Do we have to? It's our loser today.
Yep. What's down 5.5%.
Okay. Is that the end of the world? I mean, it was hitting new highs almost. Yeah. You see how it was breaking out yesterday?
Yeah.
That was one awesome-looking chart yesterday. They reported earnings today. They came up. They beat earnings. This is their softest quarter because, you know, look, they need Christmas and other holidays to sell their games. And the stock has actually come back. You see where the bottom was? It was down more. And if you look at where it's at now, it has come back some. But I'll reassess Electronic Arts. Don't forget that I need to have value and I need to have momentum. So the key to whether or not I will keep my EA, which let's see if we've made any money on this stock. I think it's been kind of a lagger, really, in the portfolio. The conservative growth portfolio is now up 25.5% before expenses for the year. EA is up 6.5%, and we're losing that
today. And it's ranked number 652.
Yeah, we're losing the momentum. It's down to 86 relative strength. The key to me will be the earnings estimates for next year before today stand at $5 per share, and we'll see what happens to that $5 per share. But this would be a very likely candidate for us to look for an upgrade. And I have, let's see, I've got one.
I feel like we could do better.
Well, I have two in my wish list. A couple I pointed out to you yesterday. I said, you see that one? I just figured out another one I told you about yesterday, too.
All right.
I have two strong candidates to replace EA with. But you know what? Let's just be patient here a few days, see where things shake out. Never want to do anything rash in the market. Speaking of a rash, gosh, what is that? No, we'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be back for the final segment of the show.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. The other thing I want to talk about from today, and then I want to kind of look at where we're at year to date in the market with, what do we got, 2 months left?
Yeah, that's it.
2 months. Well, Microsoft is working on artificial intelligence chips. In this week's newsletter, well, I don't know if you'll get that, only the live trading and client. I traded in an ETF that we own yesterday. You know which one it is.
I know. Okay.
I never really liked the concept to begin with, but I gave it a shot. It did okay. We made like 6% on it or something like that, you know, in a short period of time. And there's another ETF that I bought that is very much an artificial intelligence ETF, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other stuff, robots, other stuff. There's two of them, actually. And we bought the other one yesterday. So that artificial intelligence is also a huge thing going forward. If you heard the CEO of SoftBank speak recently with Maria Bartiromo at a robotics conference, I believe it was, he was talking about how there will be 10 billion people on the planet before long, and there will be 10 billion robots.
It's kind of scary.
Do you think they'll take over?
Yeah, it's possible.
Do you think we could, you know what? They just decide,
some
hey,
people are convinced.
I'm sure there was a movie about that, you know,
AI.
Fahrenheit 2000.
No, AI.
Is there a movie called AI? Yep,
with Will Smith.
Can I rent it?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to get it on
probably coming
Netflix.
True. might be on Netflix.
The robots are taking over. Okay. Well, anyways, Microsoft working on that AI chip. Now, I want to take a look at, the 3D printer company. You remember when that was all the rage?
Which 3D are we talking about? What's the big one?
Oh, well, there's been a lot of big
3M
ones.
3D. Was a big one.
No, 3D.
Okay.
Remember your sister's report card? 3D, D-D-D.
Yeah.
Well, that's a symbol. No, actually, she was a pretty smart girl. D-D-D. Was a hot stock at one time. In fact, it was a nine. You go back to 2014 on your Market Smith there. You see that on the left? High, low.
Yeah, in the hundred, almost to the hundreds.
Yeah, $97 per share. Where is it today?
Now it's hitting $9 a share.
Well, you know, the 3D printer was all the rage. They were going to be printing livers and hearts and lungs and, you know, just about anything you could want printed. A Big Mac.
Sounded good.
It sounded good, and I kind of wanted one, you know, kind of neat deal. But it seems like, you know, even though they're using 3D for a lot of things, the 3D printers, it's become a commodity like anything else. I remember we had a company in San Diego called NCAD that we helped take public. We were in on the initial public offering at the firm I worked for previously. And NCAD made wide format printers. Way wide, Stephen. You know, you're not 12 inch, not 8.5 by 11. So you could print banners and signs and just about everything.
Yeah.
It changed the world, really. It did. It changed the billboard industry, which I grew up in, because now everything is printed by wide formats, printers, very wide, and computer-driven airbrushes. Well, 3D Systems, they reported earnings. They withdrew their guidance. The shares, now you can't, you look at the chart. You see that gap this morning? It's down 24% today.
Yeah, that's not good.
And there is a ETF. I remember there was an ETF that came out of 3D printers. And I always was very skeptical of that whole 3D printer movement. And it looks like Bill was right again. It's gone from $100 down to $9.39. Okay, now here's what I want to close with, okay? We run a very unique operation here at Gunderson Capital Management. I've visited a lot of firms. I've talked to a lot of other CEOs. I was on the advisory council at Scottrade. I know a lot of people in the industry. And I would say the vast majority of the industry is financial wealth planning. In other words, taking your information and putting into, what's the software, Money Guide Pro?
Money Guide Pro.
We're not going to renew that.
And eMoney.
I paid $1,000 for that.
There's a couple of them out there.
Nah, useless. Because it doesn't take into account the market and the world and the weather and the temperature of the economy. To me, that's way more important. But you know what? It's much easier to enter in your stuff and print out a blueprint. It's not just a blueprint. It's yellow and it's green and it's red and it's yellow and it's pretty and it's 3D and it looks good and it's 47 pages. But in the end, the basic formula is if you're 70 years old, you should have 70% of your assets in the bond market and 30% in the stock market. Well, if I look at the world right now, I don't want to have any exposure to the bond market. Are you saying, Bill, then that I should have 100%? Well, that's up to you. If you want to have 30 stock and 70 cash, that's okay with me. I just wouldn't have it in the risky bond market. So take your pick. Now, we are not wealth managers. We've advertised that service. We've thought about it, but it's just not our niche. Our niche is money management and going with the trends that are occurring in the world and adjusting accordingly. And then looking within those trends, somebody sent me a portfolio yesterday to analyze, and it was full of big index funds. 1,000 stocks in this one and 2,000 stocks in that one. That's not our forte. We're not index investors. We go into that index just like a bag of baseball cards. Steven knows a lot about baseball cards. He trades baseball cards. I traded baseball cards when I was young. There's a bunch of crummy cards, like a Cameron Maybin.
A lot of them.
A Cameron Maybin on Houston, is it worth as much as Verlander wearing a Houston hat for 1 year or whatever? Do you think they'll bring him back?
Verlander?
Yeah.
They got it.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways,
if they can pay him.
We are a very unique firm here at Gunderson Capital. You've seen the results. We publish them. We meticulously record every trade we make. We're an open book. If you'd like to talk to us, if you're not happy, if you don't like the alternative, which is pretty much everybody else, there's maybe 10 or 15% left in this industry of guys like me and us that are out there trying to find the best stocks now, that are market timers, that avoid the bond market if necessary, that avoid the stock market if necessary, that are on top of it on a daily basis. Because the asset allocators, they're not on top of it on a daily basis.
No, they put you in their model, and then they don't look at it until a year later, and then they call you, and they go over it again.
Or maybe, you know, four times a year. And the robots actually rebalance your portfolio. They don't. Well, no robots here. We are real people with real brains and real hours and hours in the market. You can reach us at 855-611-BESS or GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.